Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back. Our second hour here on the show. What did we learn in the first hour, Dell? Creepier, Eric Roberts or Lance? Okay, let's go on a creepy scale. Who's on your power, on your creepy power rankings? Lance or Eric Roberts?
I've never seen Eric Roberts work in person, so I can't really grade him. I'm going to have to go with the guy I see be creepy in person. So Lance wins this one.
Lance, yeah.
You've never seen me go be creepy.
I don't know. You have a certain. Mm. I don't know if I would call
with
it obsession.
With interns and everything else.
Like, every time we're out.
Because I took someone's hamburger.
Not even that. Every time.
And it wasn't even theirs.
I'm not going to mention the name because we want to protect the innocent. Not Lance, but someone else. He mentions someone's name all the time,
yeah,
in reference to me, like I'm the problem. But it's really,
yes,
him. Because I never.
No.
You're always bringing up this person. John,
that's for you.
John,
I'm kind of with you on this one.
Yeah, okay. Every time.
Yeah, what are you
talking
about?
Where is this person? Where? I'm like,
out of nowhere.
Yeah, for no reason.
Hey, take the day off work and play a fun round of golf with your favorite sports station, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, in the occasional invitational. Listen, it's May 7th, and it's going to be at Highland Pines Golf Club. Each golfer will receive beverages from Carbrock Brewing Company, lunch, dinner from Valencia Tex-Mex Garage, 18 holes of golf, and a quick award ceremony immediately after the tournament. If you've never played Highland Pines, you need to get there. All of you people up there, Spring, Woodlands, Porter, even if you're, it doesn't matter where you are, in Kingwood, you're close, you're real close. If you have not played Highland Pines, I don't care if you have to drive up from Pearland. It's worth it. If you have not played there, you are going to play with us. We got all the food and drink, and we've got the whole golf course to ourselves. So if you've never played there, even if you have, you're going to come. If you've never played there, you need to do this. Go right now to our website, ESPN975.com, and get a discount for registering early. ESPN975.com. Also, we got a draft show. Dell, are you in this draft show thing that they're doing? This,
yes.
What is it, Thursday or Friday?
I am. Well, Thursday we're going to have the first round courtesy of ESPN National. On Friday, when the Texans actually have picks, myself, Paul, and Joe will be hosting a, I don't know if we can call it an official Texans draft show, but we're going to have a draft show from 6 to 9.
No, you can't call it the official.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if we can even call it a Texans draft show.
No, you can't use the Texans
name. This is what
name.
I'm saying. Because
NFL draft show.
Because in the liner,
you can't
so
even
confused.
Use NFL.
You can say draft show.
You can say draft show.
We're having a draft show.
Why can't you say NFL?
Because we can't. You can't.
It's not officially licensed, by
yeah.
the So it's just a draft show we're having, and we might be talking about a professional football team in town. Maybe. And a lot of other professional
yes.
football teams.
Yes.
So the Texans have multiple picks in the second round, and, you know, so they're going to be busy, so we're going to talk about it.
And third.
Yeah, so they're gonna. It's gonna be a busy night. Paul, Joe, and I. And
are you doing both? Are y'all gonna do both rounds, Joe?
I think the number. It's just 6 to 9. So whenever 9 o'clock is.
Yeah, yeah, you're gonna be doing half of the third round
yeah,
for sure.
So we'll
because
we'll be around.
It's faster in the second round.
Yeah, well, so,
yeah.
So we'll be
well,
around
for sure
Texans picks.
Through the Texans
first
two picks.
Set, right. Definitely. So we'll keep you updated yeah. on potential players as the board kind of plays
is
out.
Is that gonna be here? You're doing it here?
We don't. I thought we might be doing a location, but at this point, it's probably going to be here.
Okay.
I haven't heard word of us going anywhere yet. So just be on the lookout for that if you want a different type of coverage because I don't know how much Paul likes the NFL draft, but he'll be there for it. And Joe and I like the NFL draft, so at least talking about the players, not the whole draft season.
Why don't you have Mapes on then?
Well, Mapes might be around too. I'm not. It's Joe, Paul, and I, and Moore. Is what I've been told.
Oh, and more. Right. John, is John going to be there?
Are you going to be there?
No, I'm at a golf tournament on Friday, John's busy. So I'll be. I don't think you were going to want me after that.
Nah, you'll be a little inebriated.
I'm going to be.
Lance, will you be working as well?
I'll be talking about every pick in the whole draft, rounds 1 through 7. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all can simulcast my stuff if you want.
I don't know if we're the NFL would let us do that.
I'm not sure we want to.
You don't have to
do
say
that.
Anything.
I'm not sure we want to.
I think we would have to say something.
Yeah. We want Paul's take on second rounders.
I am going to come up with. I'll have
Paul
something
is not
this
doing
week.
A deep dive. On okay, we know that, right?
I'll have something this week
on guards from Georgia.
No.
Guards.
Hopefully,
right?
We take a wide receiver he likes. I don't know.
Maybe
the Texans. Well, the Texans probably won't, but maybe they'll take a corner he likes. Something like that.
All right. So Dana Brown came out this weekend and kind of admitted what we all know. Is that Jose Abreu's been terrible. And he's going to get more time off. Okay, a couple of things. Joey Loprofito's not ready yet. I know he's got home runs and everything else. He's not ready to be at the major league level. I don't know that you want to push that because you could really kill the kid. You could destroy him until he can hit certain pitches.
Apparently the Astros have said, John, also a lot of his home runs have come in high altitude.
Yeah,
I guess he had 3 in Albuquerque, and like I think the game where he had 3 in 1 game, and so I think there's a little bit of like I don't know if they think it's fool's gold, but they don't think it just you look at the numbers and move him up. They definitely don't think he's ready to move up.
Yeah, I'm not sure he's ready to move up. So and I don't know that you want to do that to the kid. I mean, I think they brought up some people that weren't ready, and you know we're finding out that it's just you just can't do it. You're going to have to live with Singleton at first base. Now, Jared Walsh became available. He was cut. He was DFA'd. So I don't know whether or not you do that. The Rangers DFA'd him. I don't know if you do. I like Jared Walsh, although there's a reason he was DFA'd. But anything would be better than what you got. I mean, I don't know what Jared Walsh should cost you, but John Singleton's not the answer. Just not the answer. And you got to start. You have to do something. It's getting to desperate times. He said, you know what, Jose Abreu is going to have to. We're going to sit more. Maybe some more rest will help him out. He's definitely affected by this. You know that it's in his head. He just doesn't look like the same. All of these things that we all know, we can see with our human eyes. I don't think they're going to just cut. They're not just everybody. Just cut him here. They're not just cutting $40 million. They're not.
No.
They're just not going to do that. So they're going to, although it hurts you less having him out there. I mean, a guy who's got 4 hits and 4 errors on the season.
Just because a guy's getting paid a big paycheck doesn't mean you have to play him. I mean, then he hurts you twice.
Yeah.
Don't let a player hurt you twice. And eventually, if you need to open his spot up, you're going to have to DFA him and eat him. I mean, this is why you got to have a number one, getting away from the analytics driven, you know, front office is going to end up being a huge mistake for Jim Crane. But, you know, the bigger mistake to me is that Carlos Correa probably went through his season saying, okay, we're not going to negotiate during the season. I may not be back, but I don't know for sure. I don't know for sure. And then you had the momentum and he got excited. And now that we've had all these guys go, including Carlos, including all the top Astros leave when it comes time to test free agency. Alex Bregman's playing like dead man walking right now. He's acting like it. He's playing like it. This is bad for the team. And this was bound to happen at some point. Number one, Alex has a little bit of edge to him. But number two, this was just a matter of time. Players now, they no longer think there's a chance they'll resign. They know they're gone. And you're getting right now in the final season a player who knows he's gone and who is playing like he's gone. Not playing for a contract. He's playing like,
well, that's not,
I'm not on this team anymore. And unfortunately, that's the emotional part that you could deal with, too, because this is all he's ever known.
Bad way to approach it. Bad way to approach it if you're Alex Bregman. I can tell you this. He thought he was he worked his ass off this offseason, and he thought he was coming in here, and he was going to kick ass and show everybody, okay, now pay me. You know what he's the way he's playing right now? He ain't getting that contract.
No
that he
home
wants.
Runs. He, no home runs.
He so ain't far. Getting that contract he wants. So you know what he's got to do? I don't know if it's his attitude because he's like, I'm out of here, or if it's his attitude, I'm pressing too hard because yeah. I'm trying to get that bag. He ain't getting paid the way he's playing right now. So he better change his attitude for his own sake.
Now, this is what he always does in April, though, John. Let's keep in mind.
I know.
This has been 7 straight years of this, so we got to quit acting like it's ever going to be different because it's never been different.
It's never been different. It is what it is. It is what it is. But, listen, this is the whole – I tweeted out the other night. That loss on Saturday, oh, my God. Oh,
we haven't even gotten to that game.
You had opportunities that you just let go by the wayside. You bring in Ryan Pressly, who's been awful this year, and he blows the save. And even Espada, he finally said something. He was like, well, he left balls over the plate. We just can't leave balls out over the plate. Yep, we got to say, you know what? Oh, that's another thing I learned this weekend. Lance, how many save opportunities have the Astros had this year?
Two, right?
No, opportunities.
Oh, save ops? Oh, well, they haven't had a bunch. So, total save opportunities, they've only had like, I mean, when they've won big. I would say 4?
8. You know
Wait,
how
they've
many?
Had 8 save opportunities?
And you know how many they've converted?
Oh, because they've, because they've blown them. That's right. Haters blown, what, 2?
They have converted 2 out of 8. The strength of this team is the last 3 innings. And
no,
it sucks. And it sucks.
That's the alleged strength
crap.
Of this team. Alleged strength of this team.
Well,
it
is.
The strength of this team.
Going into this season, that was the strength of this team. You added to his strength by bringing Josh Hader on. Yay! He sucks. They all suck. I mean, this is it's embarrassing how bad this is. That loss Saturday was one of the worst losses that they've had in years. It was that was the worst. You're playing Washington. You just beat them in game 1, and you let that you got a 2-run lead in the 9th, and you let that slip away to Washington.
Bottom of the 9th, yep.
I mean, that's just terrible.
For a guy who, and they tried to give him a save opportunity. They were there. I mean, that could have been a great mental lift for, and I think a lot of this is just mental right now. You had a great mental lift for Pressly potentially available, and instead it probably just went the other way. I'm sure it damaged him even more. In a spot, there's so many, you know, Astros fans pointing to Dusty Baker's laughing, and I thought Dusty Baker was a problem, and rightfully so. Rightfully so. Dusty took a lot of heat for things. You know, when you have rich people problems and, well, Dusty's not doing this and that. Yeah, but the Astros were. Although the Astros didn't have a great year last year. We kind of misremember and rewrote history because of how deep they got in the playoffs. It wasn't a great year last year for Dusty or for the team. But this year, it's just continued to slide downwards, which is not unusual for a team with injury issues with the pitching and, you know, a team. Now, they didn't lose anybody this last year, any key free agents, you know, from the lineup. So that's, if anything, they're better in the lineup this year when you really stack it up. But the bullpen's been terrible. The starting pitching's been injured. And you're going through your same issues you go through in April with Alex Bregman. I mean, you knew that was going to be the case.
But this is,
how much is this on? How much does Espada, like, ultimately the buck stops here? He's not getting fired at midseason.
No. And I keep hearing Espada. He's got 6 pitchers now on the IL. I mean, honestly, 6 starters on the IL to start this season.
Well, have you had a problem with anything he's done strategically?
Nothing really. I mean, maybe,
I haven't really either.
Maybe pinch hitting Singleton in that game. I don't know. We got to
break
it.
That was early in the season.
We got to break it right now. We can talk about more on the other side. Right now, though, you need to talk about Zadik Jewelers.
Now I'll talk about Zadik Jewelers. Zadik Jewelers is the place to go to get your luxury timepiece for people who are involved in watches. For those of you guys who maybe you want to have your first luxury timepiece or your lifestyle timepiece, as they're called, these are unbelievable. I had no idea what I was going to step into. First of all, 28,000 square feet, 2-level store is absolutely gorgeous. And the amount of jewelry, necklaces, diamond bracelets, diamond rings, you know, engagement rings, earrings. That's incredible. But the watches alone on the outer portion of the store, how many little crevices? And I found out that's their boutique. This is their boutique area. And that means they get exclusive timepieces. If you're looking to buy, sell, or trade, if you're looking for a watch to be repaired, they have master craftsmen who are certified with all these different brands. They've got the very best brands, the very finest timepieces. And I promise you, this is going to be one of your flex of all flexes when you're talking about getting a watch from Zadig. They look incredible. Just go shop and just check them out for yourself. If you've never been watch shopping, it's going to blow you away. 1801 Post Oak Boulevard. It's Zadig Jewelers.
ESPN 97.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
And here's another thing. Lance, how many extra inning games have the Astros had this season?
Ask that question again.
How many extra inning games have the Astros had this season?
I think it's three.
Three.
Yeah.
Kansas City, Atlanta, and Washington.
Ooh.
How many runs have they scored?
In the extra innings?
In extra innings.
None.
With a runner on second and nobody out.
Right.
A runner on second and no one out with Yordan Alvarez and Alex Bregman at the plate, and you can't score a run. It's not like, you know, it's been sheer. Well, you had Yiner, and then Jeremy Pena hits into a double play. After you walk, you had first and second, nobody out, and you can't score a run against the Braves. You Kansas City, forget it. You sucked. I mean, you're terrible.
You weren't going to do anything there.
Blue is
safe. Braves, you're hoping for two runs against the Braves.
And you, nothing. You can't. You get three extra inning games. You get a runner on second with nobody out, and you can't score a run. You want to talk about lack of clutch, and it's not just the really stinky guys. It's not just Abreu.
Oh, no.
Okay?
No, it's everyone.
This is everybody. Nobody's coming up with anything for this team. It's really maddening that we're so used to such good – these. It's just the names on there now. They're not the same guys.
Hey, are we
guys.
Getting to a point where the Astros – well, no, we're not, because have you really took a deep – not a deep dive. Have you really even just glanced at the standings? I mean,
yeah.
This is a horse-pooed division right now.
Oh, my God. No.
It's the only thing that's keeping us alive.
Listen, it really is. It's garbage. It is garbage, this division. And listen –
it's garbage.
It is. I'm telling you. It's not only that. Both Wests are really garbage. The only team with a winning record in either the National League or the American League is the Dodgers, and they're two games above 500.
Yeah, I mean, after a great start, boy, have they cooled down.
Well, the Rangers just won last night after they pulled one out from, and they've got a winning record now.
They're 12-11 now. Yeah.
But we're
not that far behind. Because I was going to ask you this question, John. Are you getting to the point where you – this is what I was going – I was formulating this yesterday on the plane. And, like, are the Astros getting to the point where they're going to be in such a hole that by the time your starters get back, it's not going to matter? And then you just glance at the standings like, probably not, because no one's really taking control of this division.
No. I mean, this could be one of those years where it's just
it could
garbage.
Be a survivable, which yeah. I think is not good. And I'll tell you why. This is not going to be the Astros' year. I don't think it is. And I would much rather see them move Bregman, potentially even move Kyle Tucker, and get the next stars into because I know they're not staying.
What stars are you going to get for Bregman right now?
Well, you get some minor leaguers.
Yeah, what? Stars?
Well, Alex Bregman is.
What are you going to give up
in your minor? He's a perennially bad April player. You don't have. I mean, everyone knows that. To act like Alex Bregman's not going to hit this year is silly. He always hits, other than for about 2 years where he didn't hit. But I think Bregman's back. He just always starts bad in April.
First of all, you got to find a team that needs a third baseman. because he can't play
anything. Yeah, but he's a player with championship experience who can play third, who can hit for power, who has good plate discipline. Alex Bregman, non-April, is a good baseball player, and he's a good defensive player. I guarantee you there are teams who would love to have Alex Bregman. Now, and you're not just getting – they're not just going to give – you're going to be able to – you'd get a good prospect for Alex Bregman. I really think that if the team thought they had a good chance of signing him. I think that's the one caveat.
Yeah, I mean, and what – I mean, how much are you going to give up? Do you – I mean, honestly, do you think you're
– I mean, Alex Bregman right now is not a $30 million guy.
Is it going to be worth it? I mean, honestly.
Well, this is why, Tucker, if you're going to deal him, you need to deal him a year early. It's dumb to try to do it in the last year of the contract because it really limits the amount of you trade for a guy when they've got a year and a half left. There's a way more value for a team. You wait too long and the value proposition.
You only got a half a year with Bregman right now, so
I know, that's the problem. But if he's just going to be mopey, then maybe you just move him and see if you can, if you can get a good arm. See if there's somebody, a good minor league. Because I don't know the minor league system, but the Astros have scouted it. And if they find that they can get something that they think is good future value, a future starter, I think I'd move them. I think I'd get rid of them. I don't know who you play there. You play Dubon there. I don't care who you want to play over there.
No, listen. Dubon now is everyday center field. Jake played yesterday because it was a Sunday lineup. Dubon has been out there, and this is exactly what I hoped would have happened before the season started. Why are we messing around with Jake Myers? Put Dubon, a guy who can – he finally didn't come through in a clutch situation. Dude has been – he was hitting over 600 with runners in scoring position until the other day. I mean, he's one of the only guys that's been coming through. So put him out there in center field every day and stop. That's enough. Now, if you trade Bregman, then maybe you put him at third base. But this utility stuff for Dubon, he's one of the only guys that comes through. You got to put him out there. This is such a crap season. This is just ridiculous how bad they are. Just ridiculous. 8:29.
Because it's going to be a long summer.
I know.
We can't have the Astros. I mean, you know what's going to be crazy? Is we're once again going to be waiting for July so the Texans start camp. And it's going to swing back like – where all of a sudden our time frame changes as opposed to just the slow build-up towards the playoffs is going to turn into when's the NBA draft, and then when did the Texans, when do they get back into the camp? That's what it's going to look like again.
Oh, I hate that. All right, Ship Talk next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Brought to you by Greenleaf Shipbuilders. I finished that series, by the way. By the way, went to two movies this weekend.
What series is Greenleaf Shipbuilders?
Mr. Ripley?
Oh, okay. I didn't
know. Oh, Dickie Greenleaf. That's right. Okay.
Dickie Greenleaf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
You went to see two movies?
I went to see, Civil War.
Okay.
And the Ministry of
Gentlemanly War.
Ungentlemanly War.
Oh, how are the – well, when we come back – well, no, how are
after
those?
After Ship Talk. We'll talk about it after Ship Talk. Right now, though, Chastang 4. You know what we drove there? My F-150. I love it. I love my F-150. I've got the Lightning. I don't know what you want. They've got hybrids if you're looking for one. If you're looking for the best way to get into that Ford car or truck, the F-150's on the lot right now, ready for you to pick up. The best deals that you're going to find. It's ridiculous. I don't know that they still have 2023s left, but if they do, I'm telling you, you're going to get the best deal in the city of Houston on that F-150. They love to deal. They got to get rid of them. And even if it's not a 2023, 2024, brand new 2024, you're going to get a fantastic deal that they're going to work that deal so hard. They're not going to add on. They're not going to mark up. You want to customize it exactly how you want it. You want to order it. You can do that as well. And it'll be exactly how you want it, not how they want it. Not with add-ons, not with markups. It'll be exactly how you want it. Look, I think there's only one place to go in the city of Houston when you're looking for that F-150 or Bronco Sport or whatever it is, Explorer, anything that you're looking for in that Ford. There's only one place to go. In my mind, join the Chastang family. It's the perfect way to do it. All the businesses already know it because it's the number one commercial dealer in the city of Houston for Ford. You're going to know it too. ChastangFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, time for Dell's Ship Talk, brought to you by no one. Right here, because no one wants to sponsor it.
Is that it? Okay.
Yeah, we'll just create our own sponsorship. Yeah. Greenleaf Shipbuilding, Greenleaf is Shipbuilding. That's fine.
Yeah.
It was good, wasn't it?
Watch the whole thing. Yeah, it was good.
It was good. It was really well filmed.
I noticed that after you said that. It really was well filmed.
It's like, holy crap, look at these scenes, these shots of Italy, and the way it's done is really, really well done.
What about Ship Talk? How's that done?
We're going to start off with Larry Nance Jr. Larry Nance Jr. is a big man for the New Orleans Pelicans. They pushed the Thunder last night, did not win, but this is Larry Nance Jr. after the play-in game against... Who did they beat? The Kings, as they qualified for the playoffs.
You know, respectfully, I'm betting on the Pels. I'm not betting. No, Johnson. I'm not betting. I'm not betting on anything. I don't own a betting app. None of that. Nah.
Media had a good time. Had a very good time with that.
Well, he's wording. Words matter.
Yes.
He's not betting on them.
I'm not. I believe in my team.
Yes.
That's what he believes in. So this was – and Michael Porter Jr.'s had an odd, let's just say, rough week. His brother was convicted of – what was it? Was it vehicular manslaughter? His brother's going to jail for – in a car accident led to the death of someone, I believe. And, you know, and that's not Jontay. Michael Porter Jr., other brother. And then you have Jontay Porter as well. He mentioned that his teammates have rallied around him, but it's been a rough time for Michael Porter. When he's not interviewing porn stars on his podcasts, he's got other things to worry about.
Yeah, brothers.
Yeah, his brothers. We'll move on to – we'll stick with basketball. John, you mentioned calling Caleb Martin a dirty player. Caleb Martin, at the end of the game, if you missed it, if you had tuned out, which why wouldn't you? The Celtics were wrapping up a game one win. They're about by about 14 at the time, and – on an offensive rebound attempt, Caleb Martin slams into Tatum, who had just jumped, and Tatum fell hard, but he got up, shot his free throws, and then after the game, he kind of said, hey, that's just playoff basketball. A guy who didn't appreciate it very much is Brian Scalabrine, the human of victory cigar for the Celtics. He is now one of their analysts for the local broadcast, and here's what he said.
I'm not trying to start nothing here, but I'm just – Eric Spoelstra called a timeout with a minute 30 down by 16. 30 seconds later, that play happens. 30 seconds later, why is he calling a timeout at 1:30?
Down 16.
And then why is that play happening? That play right there, 30 seconds later. I don't know, man. That looks shady to me.
What you call that?
Code red.
Explain to the people what code red means.
Code red. You know, like in A Few Good Men. Did you order the code red?
Of course, if you look at the game log, Eric Spoelstra apparently called a timeout to challenge a call. Now, why he would do it that late in the game when they're getting blown out, that's another question. But there was a reason for the timeout, not just to instruct one of his starters to go take out Jason Tatum. So people have pushed back on that. But Scalabrine doubled down today. He was interviewed about it this morning on XM, Sirius XM, NBA Radio, and said, no, it's a dirty play. They did it on purpose. Of course, it's the Heat Celtics. It's like the fourth time in 5 years. People are going to say stuff, particularly a guy on the local broadcast. So there's that. We'll move on to something that's closer to Lance's heart. Lance has had thoughts on the state of Utah and what they might do, particularly the young Mormons. Here is what's his name? Paul Bissonnette, who is a hockey guy, and with why am I blanking on the name? McAfee. He was with McAfee, and they're discussing the Coyotes moving to Utah, and they had a very maybe predictable but inventive nickname for what the team could be called.
Have you heard about a couple of these names?
The Colby Armstrong, a guy involved with us, the Salt Lake City Soakers, and I know what you guys know the term Soakers is. They're not big thrusters there.
I don't know.
Premarital sex is a big issue there.
Have you heard about the Quaking?
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about the Quaking?
No, no, please describe.
Oh, well, you bunk bet. See, you're way behind. Excuse me. We were out of Utah this past fall, and we learned a lot. We were there. We went to a jazz game. We got a chance to really mingle. So soaking's old news. Soaking's the older generation. Yeah, you guys want to accidentally lay inside of each other, do your thing. Yep. The younger generation now, what they do is bunk beds, okay? We're soaking on the top. Cowgirl.
Yep. Yeah.
Cowgirl, I believe. And then underneath, buddy, lad, kicking,
quaking it up.
That's how they're cheating it.
The video shows him getting prone on his back in his chair and using his feet to kick like he's kicking the bottom of the bunk bed to create movement for the Mormon fellow above him who can't thrust.
That's how they're cheating it.
That's how
they're
cheating it.
How about Pat McAfee throwing out positions?
Next.
Well, our final one. Our final one is about a girl who was shocked by what she saw on television. She is a big reality show watcher, and she got a bit of a surprise. But notice in the middle of it how she maintains her loyalty to a certain someone.
Imagine my surprise when I turn on the new season of Love is Blind this morning and see my boyfriend. Yeah. Are you shocked? Because I sure as hell am. I feel like I'm experiencing such a wide range of emotions, heartbreak, jealousy, shock, rage. Why the f*** is my man on TV? And why the f*** is he on a dating show talking to other women? Obviously, I'm not going to tell you who it is. I still think he's the love of my life, and we can work past this. So, like, I'm not going to say his name, but holy f***, this is just how I'm feeling right now. I literally watched the first episode. I had to turn it off because I was literally just staring at the screen like, hello? Hello? As an avid reality TV show watcher, I see this happen all the time with girls where they're like, that's my man on TV. How did this happen? And I'm like, well, that's kind of embarrassing. How did you not know? And now it's happening to me. Of course, he's in this pod talking to beautiful women. For all I know, I thought he was on a business trip. He couldn't talk to me because he was working. Come to find out, you're dating other people? Are you kidding me?
I think that's what happens a lot on that show.
I believe it does happen quite a bit. Yeah.
My buddy's son did it.
To a girl? To a girlfriend?
He was on the show.
Oh, okay. He was on the show. Did he have a girlfriend at home?
And I think, I don't know that his girlfriend at the time knew it. Yeah. Went out to L.A. and shot it. And yeah, I'm pretty sure.
What was his reasoning? What's his excuse for not? What was he doing as opposed to, you know, doing the dating show thing? Was he on a business trip too? Was he?
I think he was on a business
trip. How long does it? Well, if he does a great job on the show, how long is this damn business trip? Because doesn't that show film if you advance over weeks?
Yeah, I don't know how he did it. I do know that it was a problem for his relationship a while.
For a while?
Yeah. I don't know.
She got over it, though.
When did she find out?
Because this girl decided she's going to get over it.
When did she find out? I don't know, but I can ask him.
Let me tell you who's not getting over it. Men.
Yeah. No.
My girl keeps going in there with the bachelor and doing things.
Yeah.
Doing things. Well, the thought is
the Golden Bachelor hit that.
Oof. Depending on how old you are, if you lose your girl to the Golden Bachelor, man. So the thought is, like, some couples agree to this beforehand because it's a way to gain notoriety and popularity and maybe start a career that you did as an influencer career. So, hey, yeah, go on there, but don't do anything because we're supposed to be in a relationship, but all you're doing is faking it.
Don't do anything.
Do anything because, you know, you're just doing it for some
followers. There's a lot of people who are doing it. There's a lot of girlfriends or boyfriends who know what the deal is because they know. This generation is, how can we just start making a lot of money without really working? Like, how can we just travel and get paid to travel? Influencer. What's the best way to get influencer? Yeah, getting a kick from a reality show that's streamed is the best way to do that now. So I get it. I completely get it. And it wouldn't even shock me if she was doing her outrage thing so that she could, although she would have said his name if there was, you know, if she really wanted to try to pump up her boyfriend so he could become an influencer or whatever.
Well, you just get paid to.
Hey, I wish my wife was an influencer. I'm not going to lie. I wish my wife was an influencer and we got to stay at hotels for free, travel for free, go all over the world.
Do you know?
I wish I had an influencer wife.
You got to set her up with one of those ring lights and a couple cameras. And I don't know if she's got time to edit, but being, you know, you can do that.
She works out. Let's put it on a camera.
The homemaking, we homeschool our kids thing on YouTube. That's a big thing, too.
No guys are going to subscribe.
Well, not guys, but you know how many women are subscribing to those
channels? That's true. I'd rather have that going on.
There's some called OnlyFans, too.
Well, I don't know if he wants that for his wife.
But that's a man's wife. Yeah, but no, Dale, we can talk about it. There's a lot of wives on there,
Dale.
I
mean,
listen, I understand, but
there's a lot of wives who aren't even, you don't have to do everything.
You know this wife.
Yeah, but if she's just working out in her regular clothes and you want to pay.
No one's going to pay for her to just work out in regular clothes. You can find that on YouTube. That's what I'm saying. You can, YouTube, the Clean With Me videos, there are women with like over 200,000 subscribers, and all they do is talk about homemaking and film themselves cleaning.
Unboxing. There's people who make money. There's people who make money. My daughter got hooked on watching people organize, like buy these little cubes and put stuff in these cubes.
Well, that sounds like something your daughter would watch.
Yeah. I mean, she gets totally involved with things like that and then knows everything about it. Or what about the AMSR, ASMR, whatever it's called?
Something like
that. Where
you
just make noises into, like this. Give me my money. That's what I want.
You know
to say.
I think you should do?
Yeah.
You know,
I chew. I eat food on the. No one ever gives me money for eating food on the. No, on the show.
Oh, no one cares
about
that.
Next to a microphone, and no one gives me money.
No. You get paid to talk on the radio, not eat on the radio.
But there's a lot of people getting paid to like eat food in front of a microphone. Dale, am I lying?
No, that's not. You're not lying. But no one's looking for you to do that.
All right.
But why not? Give me my money.
You know what you should do. We mentioned Madi here. Can you take home this suggestion that Ms. Granado brought to the table? Hey, Madi, you know what Ms. Granado thinks your mom should do?
I did not say that. I said that OnlyFans. I never intimated that she should do it. I am intimating that you should go with H.R.P. Okay. By the way, Patrick Paul joining us at the top of the hour here to talk about this NFL draft, the tackle from the University of Houston. HRP is what I'm talking about right now. I was there on Friday, as a matter of fact. Their facility is second to none. They threw a nice little party. They do it every year for their clients, and we were invited, and it was just awesome. Crawfish boil, BB. But man, they did. It's incredible. Incredible. BB is one of the companies that uses them. Acme is a company. John Loughran was there. I mean, it's company after company after company. Marcus from Orleans Seafood, he uses, I mean, it's company after company after company that uses HRP here in the area. You hear them speaking for them all the time. General Ben was there. They had a bar set up there. It's great. It is awesome. You're somebody who is a business that is, even if it's like 15, 20, 30 employees. We had 75. We decided we're going with them because the company that we were with did not grow with us. HRP will grow with you. When your business grows, they realize that, and it's a different deal. Every single business is customized. It's not cookie cutter. This is what we charge, and we will not deviate from. No, every business is different, so every deal is different. And so whatever it is that you need, if you need less, them to do less, then they'll do less and they'll charge less. But they're going to save you money because if you're trying to do your payroll and your taxes by yourself, you just ain't doing it right. They're awesome. We love them. You'll love them too. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
By reminding you, May 7th, we are going to be out at, and we want you to join us, out at Highland Pines for our occasional invitational. We're normally a Wildcat. We will be going back to Wildcat. Obviously, we love Wildcat. But Highland Pines is where we're going to be doing it on May 7th, and we want you to come on out. Go to 975, ESPN975.com, and sign up. ESPN975.com, right? That's it. ESPN975.com and sign up, If you sign up early, you get the early bird special. So go there now and sign up. May 7th is Tuesday, and we want you all out there. We have the awards ceremony. Valencia's is going to be feeding us. We've got Carbach. It's going to be a great day. Food, drink, all of it included for you for one low, low price. But you got to go now to get the early bird special. But if you haven't played Highland Pines before, I'm telling you, it doesn't look like anything here in the city of Houston. Elevation changes up to 40 feet from on number 9. You go down a giant hill, par 5. If you get over the hill, you can go for it in 2. It's just that number 10. It's straight downhill. Just awesome. You got to watch because there's water. It's great. If you haven't played it yet, you need to. You need to get on out there. So ESPN975.com. ESPN975.com. And listen to Dell and Paul and Joe George and others and a host of others on Friday night for the draft show. Draft show is Friday night. I won't be there because I'm in the member guest at Highland Pines on Friday, and I don't think I'll be in any shape. Maybe I'll call you, Del, on the way back. Hey, I don't like the pick.
Well, you want to give an instant reaction to the Texans pick, you're more than welcome. I don't think anybody on that show is going to care if you're drunk or not.
No.
We really won't. Call in. If you have an instant reaction to the pick, that's kind of the point for anyone. If you want to call in that day, maybe you don't want to – maybe because 6-10 doesn't take calls, I don't think. So if you want to call in with the Texans draft, call in from 6 to 9 on Friday.
I still can't believe the instant reaction to J.J. Watt.
Oh, that's floating around again, right?
It is. It was on – for whatever – it was on my timeline this weekend in the reaction to J.J. Watt and the boos. How would you know? How would you know how good J.J. Watt is going to be?
You were there. We did a draft show.
We were doing
show,
a draft
you
show.
Were at, and, you had a sports people, bar. People were furious.
People were, I know.
And they
I
wanted was, Nick Fairley or
and
something.
And I was like, what? How do you know?
No one wanted the white guy from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And look how wrong everyone was.
And look, I mean, couldn't have been more wrong. Couldn't have been more wrong. What is everyone wrong about right now, Lance?
That he's on the air with us? I think you're wrong about that. I don't know where he is. He didn't tell me he was going anywhere. He didn't say he was disconnected. I haven't had a text from him. So this is wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been here the whole time. I've been here the whole time.
Oh, then why didn't you respond?
What have we been talking about?
I don't know. Dell didn't have my mic up.
What
have we been talking about?
What's that?
What have we been talking about?
Different types of sports stuff.
Okay. Good guess.
Yeah. No. We have been talking about different types.
But you don't know specifically, even though you were there the whole time.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't have my sound up.
No.
You
no,
didn't have my earphones
up. That's not how that works. I don't control
it. All right. I moved my system, and I couldn't get it to reboot.
That's what I thought.
There it is. There's
why you have to blame me? Just say what happened.
Default to blame
So
me.
What are people – we were talking about how wrong people were about J.J. Watt. What are people wrong about right now in this NFL draft?
I think people are going to ultimately be wrong about, God, can I tell you about Jaden Daniels? Maybe Jaden Daniels going to Washington. People are going to be wrong about, they're going to be wrong about Jared Verse. Teams are going to be wrong about Jared Verse. Jared Verse is going to slip a little bit because teams think he's too stiff. They're wrong. Strong, powerful guys at the point of attack, even though he's not big, are successful. He's going to slip in the draft a little bit.
Well, the story about Jaden Daniels is that he doesn't want to go to Washington.
You want me to give you the whole
scoop? He wants to go to the Raiders.
Yeah, you want me to give you the whole thing? I'll give you the whole thing. I got it this weekend. Jaden Daniels' mom has become a real problem over there. This is what I'm hearing is that, you know, she was an issue, I guess, at Arizona State too. I'd read a little bit of this. And doing some research, Arizona State fans really did not like her. And I don't know. I don't know all the particulars. So,
do you know why they didn't like her partly? It's because she was the one booking travel when they were getting hit with – and her name came up when they got hit with NCAA violations. She became their travel secretary booking – I put in quotes illegal because NCAA illegal trips for players to get to campus. And she was making all that stuff happen allegedly. So I
– Well, apparently she is extraordinarily involved with this. They are – it's almost like – the way it was described to me was it's almost like they're sabotaging Washington right now with how things are going. They're kind of sabotaging the situation. in the setup with Washington because they don't want to be there. As you mentioned, there's two places they want to be, either Antonio Pierce and the Raiders, who have the 14th pick, I think 14, 13 or 14. But they want to go to the Raiders. Antonio Pierce was with him at Arizona State, or they want to go to Minnesota with Kevin O'Connell. They don't want to go to New England, and they don't want to go to Washington. So from what I heard, that they're making it very difficult. Apparently Jaden is kind of, you know, turning some people off. I'm not sure about the agent. I know Jaden's mom is. And so now Washington is having to make a decision about what they're going to do. Do they just ignore the stuff that's going on in the background and take the guy anyway, if that's their guy? Or do they just say, man, if this is what we're dealing with now, with one really good season, like Jaden Daniels has been a good quarterback and all, but I mean, he's had one really good season. And are they going to, and he's not this 220-pound, 6'4" player, so he's not physically, you know, gifted from a body type standpoint. He doesn't have a long history of great performances. He is a very talented dual threat quarterback, but he's very slender. And now there's some, you know, if they start doing the background, was there an issue on Arizona State with how the Arizona State and LSU stuff, is the mom going to be an overbearing factor? Because we always have helicopter dads you have to worry about with Kyler Murray's dad. You know, David Carr's dad, we didn't even realize that was a helicopter dad thing at the time, but he was out of practices every day. Now, I don't know that he was difficult to deal with. I never heard that.
No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't.
But you still don't want that, though.
No, you don't
need somebody's dad at practice every day. And if somebody's parent is going to be overbearing and be an issue, it's a concern for teams. So, man, he might not be at the number two spot just because they – and you know what they're going to do is they're going to mess around, get their way, and be in New England anyway. Or the Giants could take him. You know what I mean? They're trying to, and we're seeing this a lot more now. Deion Sanders has done this now in advance for Shadur and Travis Hunter, where you just pick the team you want to play for. And if you don't like how things are going, you just fuss and act difficult to deal with until you get what you want or the team you want. And I really hate this new mentality that just try to gripe your way into. You know, James did it. I mean, it's not a brand new thing just in one sport. No,
it's much more prevalent in the NFL, in the NBA.
Is it even that new? John Elway did it.
Yeah. Eli did it.
Yeah, Eli did it. No. And I was going to go back. The Elway thing, it was like it never gained traction. He was kind of a one and done until 2004. And I thought it was a horse bleep move then, that the Manning family, and I get it, Archie played for the Saints, and he thought it was a disaster and all that. And, you know, he went from the and frankly, the Chargers ended up being a pretty good team.
Yeah.
You know, but he did win two Super Bowls, Eli did with the Giants. But that was a rat turd move also, to fuss your way out of a team. Like, what a baby move
that is. Does baseball, like, I know they always have the option of going back. Do baseball prospects do this? Oh, I'm in the position to go. I'm just going to go back. I'm not going to.
A lot. Yeah. Well, not only that, but they Scott Boris and some of the agents just say, we won't sign with you because they want to go to certain teams. Yes, that's a baseball draft thing. But this is the first time we're really starting to see it pop up a lot in the NFL draft, and it's a little bit of a concern.
Yeah. All right, we got to break it. Patrick Paul is going to join us on the other side right here. Left tackle for University of Houston. Lance, you can ask him questions about where he is. You can tell him where he might be slotted, and he can tell you that you're full of it or whatever. That can happen next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.